As the world prepares to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide, countries are being urged to take action to prevent such crimes from occurring. The call comes from Dr. Simon Adams, Executive Director of the Global Center for the Responsibility to Protect. He says concrete steps include ratifying an international treaty on genocide prevention and supporting initiatives to restrain the use of the right to veto in the UN Security Council during situations involving mass atrocities.
So I think as we reflect on Rwanda and enhancing preventive efforts in today's situations, and the mind goes immediately, of course, not only to Syria, but of course to the Central African Republic and to South Sudan, I think history has judged the UN very harshly for its inaction in Rwanda, and we must learn the lessons of the past.
The UN is hosting an event this Wednesday on understanding early warning and mass atrocities. Lieutenant General Roméo Dallaire of Canada, force commander at the UN peacekeeping mission in Rwanda when the country imploded, will be the guest speaker.
We deliberately decided not to be involved. And if we did, we'd have to do it on the cheap, and we would do it short, and ultimately do it with old, ineffective instruments of peacekeeping of the Cold War era versus a whole new generation of conflict resolution in which peacekeepers can be deployed but with the ability to influence the situation and not stand there and observe it, report it, a sort of referee without a red card, let alone a yellow card.
More than 800,000 people were killed in the Rwandan genocide. The country's ambassador to the UN, Eugene Richard Gasana, says the theme for the commemoration is Memory, Unity, Renew.
The 20th commemoration is an important occasion to remember the lives that were lost, to show solidarity with survivors and to recommit ourselves to the promise of never again in Rwanda or elsewhere in the world.
He says the commemoration period, which runs through July, will include debates and other events related to ending discrimination worldwide. Deanne Penn, United Nations.